This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Comes out of it. Can you imagine?
Wait a minute. What happened? Who's this?
Wait a minute. Well, that voice on the radio. I know that voice on the radio. I've been heard in Wichita and in Helena, Montana for a long time and all over the country. And if you believe what NASA tells us, you can hear this program out in Mars and way beyond that even. Out to where the black hole is. Sometimes I feel like I'm in a black hole. Doug Steffen with the Good Day program. Kara says, yep. Kara Schillen is at the controls. Let's see what we can conjure up conversationally for today, Thursday, the 6th of April. Lots of huffing and puffing going on in the nation's capital, as there has been, I guess maybe always, sooner or later, there's huffing and puffing no matter who's there. This time around, it's sooner rather than later. However, I will remind you of something that I said. I sound like Limbaugh, and I will remind you people of something I said when Donald Trump first became president. I don't want to sound like Rush Limbaugh. I want to sound like me. Remember I said that a lot of these people will be tested quickly, and they will be dismissed quickly. And those, look at these horrible people like Steve Bannon. I agree with you. Steve Bannon is pretty much a Cro-Magnon, pretty much a Neanderthal when it comes to progressive thinking or any kind of thinking. He's a very smart guy. He's made a lot of money. But he's not Donald Trump's cup of tea. And I had thought that he's crude. Not that Trump isn't crude. But there's something about him that challenges the president that the president doesn't like. Plus, people just don't like him. And he's not getting things done. He's getting in the way of getting things done. And Trump is frustrated with him and most of the people on his senior staff already. Because they've allowed things to get out of hand. They've allowed the news media to sort of set the standard, the goals, the tone of the discussion hasn't been set. Well, you can argue that. I suppose it has. Well, you can say the news media is reacting to Trump's tone. At any rate, the National Security Council was reorganized yesterday, and Bannon is out, as we hear right now.
Chief White House strategist Steve Bannon has officially been removed from his role in the National Security Council. Bannon was bumped from his position as part of a broader reorganization of the council. President Donald Trump used an executive order to put Bannon on the NSC just days after the inauguration. Trump's decision was immediately seen as unusual. Bannon has no political experience and was the former executive chairman of the partisan media site Breitbart. But several reports claimed Trump wasn't fully briefed on the order that gave Bannon a National Security Council seat. The reorganization also downgraded Homeland Security Advisor Thomas Bossert's role.
All right. So I figure that the Secretary of State has about a month or two and he's going to be gone. I think you can look at some of these people before the Secretary of Agriculture even gets in there. His days may be numbered. And that same thing can be said for, I think, any number of people. Let's just see. I'm not be clear that this is not me saying, oh, I hope it happens. Although in the case of Bannon, I think there's nothing lost there. The guy is just not fit for the kinds of things that people in those positions have to do. So whether he remains in the inner circle or not, I believe what my sense tells me about Trump and the way he does business, he will run the White House for as long as he's there, as long as he can stay, the same as he has run his business, which has been to, in essence, really, you perform well, you stay, you don't perform well, you get voted. That's it. Done. Finished. So let's see how far that all goes, okay? That's my read on what's going on. And so, in a moment, we deal with North Korea. I'm not going to deal with them, and you're not either, but it would be interesting to see how it is dealt with, because this guy needs to be stepped on, and most people on both sides, because the Chinese president coming to visit Mr. Trump, and you can bet they'll be talking about what to do with this little worm, Kim Jong-Ungabungalunga. 13 past the hour on Good Day.
If you're a CPAP user, soap and water cleaning may leave harmful bacteria, viruses, and mold that can make you sick. That alone will keep you up at night. Until now, SoClean.com is the world's first and only automated hands-free CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. SoClean kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs without soap, water, harsh chemicals, or even equipment disassembly. And now, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-967-7474.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean's revolutionary design makes it easy to clean your CPAP and protect you against CPAP-related illnesses. Plus, SoClean works with all popular CPAP devices to clean them in minutes. It really is that easy. Don't risk your health. Call SoClean.com now to try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-967-7474. This offer won't last. Call now. 800-967-7474. 800-967-7474.
Are you living with a growing prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest. Is there a drop in your romantic life? Prostate problems don't go away on their own, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are natural. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life. Try it for free. Pay only shipping and handling. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredient in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-507-1004. That's 1-800-507-1004. 1-800-507-1004.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Listen, this whole do-it-yourself thing is fine for some projects, but when it comes to window coverings, not so much.
Tell me about it. I did some do-it-yourself shades that are best described as uneven and twisted.
Yeah, I've seen them. That's why I'm going with Budget Blinds.
That's a style and service for every budget people, right?
Yeah, and that is for real. Budget Blinds has no surprises pricing and a no-questions-asked warranty. The best in the business.
No surprises pricing and a no-questions-asked warranty?
No-brainer, right?
So Budget Blinds comes in, measures everything, orders for you, then they install it all?
It's a beautiful thing. And now you can get up to $500 off on Signature Series window coverings.
Another no-brainer. Number, please.
855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Or go online to budgetblinds.com.
Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS and get the experts to do it for you at a price that fits your budget.
Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now.
Offer good on selected products at participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Some restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
Some of you may think, by the way, it's 15 past the hour, hello. This may be considered stupid by some of you. There are many, as many people as I know on radio, most of the younger guys when I got started working in radio admitted they get into radio to meet women. And women we met. Some were sexy, some were not. Some were fun, some were not. And so I think back to, this is when I was a kid, though. I was like 20 years old, 21 years old, just out of college. It was cool being on a rock and roll radio station, playing rock and roll music, I had almost every Friday and Saturday night, I had a record up. And I'd go to high schools and colleges and meet all these girls, and they'd scream, and wow, it was so much fun. Hoo-ha! Okay, but I was 20 years old. I wasn't 60 years old, as Bill O'Reilly is. Actually, I think he's 65, somewhere between 60 and 65. So somewhere between when I was 20 or 21 and to the age that I am right now, I figured out that being on the radio wasn't about meeting women. It appears that Bill O'Reilly hasn't figured that out yet, that being on television is about meeting women. Because he keeps meeting women and treating them like dirt, And he seems to be taking a page. I wonder who learned what from whom. Roger Ailes learned it from him, or he learned it from Roger Ailes. And is this the only place where this sort of thing happens? Nah. But it seems to be the only place that it is handled the way it's handled. Fox News is getting it in the neck this week because of O'Reilly and all the companies that are now pulling advertising from his program because of the people in these various groups calling for him to get fired. And, of course, the New York Times gleefully today continues their series about sexual harassment and other inappropriate behavior by Mr. O'Reilly. And advertisers are withdrawing their ads from the O'Reilly Factor. And the National Organization for Women says he ought to be fired. The president of Now says Fox is too big and influential to let this happen. And then there are the three women who work in the newsroom who said that they supported Mr. O'Reilly, that they think I'm looking at six different statements here. Okay. Three of the women who work with him say he's okay. Three of them say he's a pig. Basically, I'm giving you the bottom line here of all of this. So what do? The erosion of advertising support, that's pressure, man. The rest of the stuff, the law they've spent, though, remember, Fox News has spent $100 million paying off people because of sexual harassment problems with O'Reilly, with Roger Ailes. And they had to get rid of Ailes, cost them $40 million. If they had to get rid of O'Reilly, especially now since they just signed a contract with him, it cost them more than $40 million to get rid of O'Reilly. But is it worth it in the long run? This will be a business decision on the part of the Murdoch family. They'll figure out they fired Roger Ailes, but not without giving him a nice settlement. And if they fire O'Reilly, what happens to Fox? Sean moves up a little bit. Sean's ratings have been going up anyway. They don't have Megyn Kelly anymore. So what do they have? They have Sean, and they got that twerp with a bow tie. That's about it. What else they got? Shepard Smith's pretty good. People like him. But I just think this is pretty indicative of what goes on in a lot of different companies. And then whatever happens, happens. Sometimes they're successful in cleaning out or routing out the people that are a problem, and sometimes they aren't. But when they're this visible, remember what happened to Don Imus? He was charged with sexual harassment. He had all kinds of stuff. The racially thing he said about the girl on the basketball team, and now try to get rid of him. And he did have to, he was off the air for what, 7-8 months, maybe longer than that? Glenn Beck apparently had a problem, but it wasn't the same kind of problem. But there were a lot of advertisers who refused to allow their ads on his program, and that's why he got booted. So there's a lot of stuff going on social media, hashtag drop O'Reilly, advertisers being told to pull their ads from the program, encourage people to share their own experiences with sexual harassment across the board, not just this circumstance. Well, what problems have you had on the job with sexual harassment? Kara, did you ever have any problem at all anywhere you work thus far in your life with sexual harassment?
I don't think so. But I think a lot of this is not indicative of how women dress. It doesn't have anything to do with that. But I think I never really cared about wearing a lot of makeup or dressing really cute at work. And some women do, and I think that's plenty professional. But I think that they are more inclined to getting a lot of comments from men. I'll get comments from people that I work with if I wear boots or heels or something like that. But I don't define those as sexual harassment most of the time.
Mm. The advocacy group Color of Change has started a campaign against the Fox News Network and O'Reilly specifically. So Mercedes, Hyundai, BMW, Mitsubishi, Lexus, Bayer, Allstate, GlaxoSmithKline, all pulling their advertising. That's not good for Fox. 21 after the hour.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, I am Kelly Cook, the Chief Marketing Officer here at Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? Guess what? You can help. Join me and Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. So start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Let's get to some more music. It's the time in the hour when we focus on music, music news, et cetera, et cetera, and the people who are making the music. So it's 24 after the hour, and you can recognize Prince's music in the background. Raspberry Beret. You want to play a little more of that, Kara? Focused right on it. Prince's, the reason we're onto this now is that Prince's ex-wife, Mayte Garcia, has been talking about Prince a lot and the death of their son. As an interview on Good Morning America that aired yesterday, Prince died at, it's a year ago. My God, look at this!
Yeah, it's been a year.
A year? Whoa! Yeah. This lady wrote about their life together, and the most beautiful, My Life with Prince, is the name of the book. So she's trying to make a few bucks off of this. I don't know. Is that too cynical? Am I being too cynical?
A little bit, because a lot of people have... she didn't say anything for a really long time.
Right.
And a lot of people kind of kept hammering her for interviews and things like that. So, yeah.
She was once his backup dancer, I think. They were married for 4 or 5 years.
She was also a judge on a couple of reality shows about
was she?
I think, yeah.
So she's... they had a son together who died of some rare genetic disorder just after he was born in October of 96. Prince never talked about it. Really. Garcia said, quote, "It was how he handled it, and I respected that. It was really hard, but was also very liberating and healing to write about it, because for so many years I held it in, knowing that when we lost, Amir was the name of this child. I read a lot of books that helped me, and I'm hoping that somebody will read this book and will be helped as well." She wrote the book to honor Prince, and she said she didn't know about his drug use.
I don't think he was using drugs back then.
Yeah, it may not have been a problem.
Because he was a recovering... Yeah, that's right, he was Jehovah's Witness.
Yeah. Stick it in your arm kind of thing.
No, he was recovering from, I think, an accident, and like a lot of people... Yeah, got addicted to the pain meds.
Yeah, absolutely.
He didn't even drink. Like, he was very, very into Jehovah's Witness.
Was he a Seventh-day Adventist or some other...
Jehovah's Witness,
Jehovah's Witness, okay. Yeah. So they didn't do any of that stuff.
No.
All right, so that's the latest on Prince. Now let's move along into the story of Aikutaro Kakahashi.
Oh. Okay.
You know, I actually think that I'm right on that one.
Yeah, I think you're pretty close.
Probably are.
Aikutaro Kakahashi was an engineer and entrepreneur who used a defective transistor to generate distinctive sounds in the Roland TR-808 drum, or the drum machine, that seems to have done a lot to transform a lot of the music that we hear today.
Yeah.
As we listen to this, this is what, listen to Thriller, this is Michael Jackson, and this is the drum. Crank it up there, Kara, for a second, so we know what focus is here. That's the drum, it sounds like a drum beat, it's a drum machine.
That's like all of the 80s.
Oh yeah, it was the 70s, 80s, yep, yeah. This guy died over the weekend at 87, but his legacy is lasting and actually kind of loud. What else have you got there? You got When Doves Cry, is another same drum. Listen to this. There it is, right there. I think this is, I didn't hear
love it.
Frankly. It's the first time I ever heard about this. I've always wondered what that machine, if it was a machine, was it a real drum or a machine? So let's see here. Michael Jackson used it. Prince used it. Here's Marvin Gaye, Sexual Healing. It's the same thing. Listen. Yeah, that drum sounds like a machine.
It's cool.
Yeah. Let's go back to the machine. Was around in the 80s because this song was popular in 1982. Cool story. 29 past the hour. Everybody wants a good night's sleep, right? Parachute bedding makes modern bedding for a more comfortable home. If you want the sheets that are the best, these are the best for the best night's rest you can possibly imagine. Parachute offers a 60-night trial. That means that you test your sheets for 2 months. If you don't love your new bedding, just send it back. No questions asked. They donate these returns to Habitat for Humanity. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping. This is the most comfortable bedding. I'm not kidding. This is really fabulous. Parachute's bedding is 100% natural, no harmful chemicals, no synthetics, and they give back. They donate life-saving malaria prevention bed nets to those in need through the United Nations Foundation Nothing But Nets campaign. Percale bedding, sateen bedding, soft and smooth like no other cotton you've ever felt. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping on the best bedding in the world.
Hi, this is Leslie Segretti with a tip for love in your laundry room presented by Speed Queen. With two young boys, I spend a lot of time in the laundry room, and you may too. So why not make it a well-designed space to be in? Put out a clean, fresh vibe with upbeat colors, streamlined detailing, and simple window treatments. And if you've got a little Picasso, frame your child's best art for newly painted walls to add both style and a smile. Learn to love your laundry room at speedqueen.com.
The wrong boot will make your work suffer. Take Yeti. That's his forklift with the front wheels hanging just over the edge of the loading dock. And that is a big bead of sweat dripping down in his face because he's pretty sure if he moves, this whole thing is going to go further south. Sure will be interesting when everybody gets back from lunch. When your feet hurt, your work suffers. So get the Timberland Pro Disruptor Worksheet. Anti-fatigue technology and a 30-day comfort guarantee. Timberland Pro. Visit your local Timberland Pro retailer to get a pair.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's called the deep state. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep state was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Sound of the reworking, if you will, of our Attention 34 After the Hour. Another special day, special moments, things to talk about, like what's going on in the Middle East. There's really nothing there other than the usual attacks and bombs and all that sort of thing. And I don't know that there's anything really different, by the way. Hello, I'm Doug Steffen. Kara Schilling at the controls in our studio in Washington, with a focus now on North Korea. They've launched another missile. Yes, yet another missile. And the United States of America says we are done talking. It was a Scud. I haven't heard about Scud missiles for a long time. Those of you who are older, remember the Scud missiles? Scud missiles went up along the eastern coast into the Sea of Japan yesterday, as we hear in this overview.
North Korea launched another missile into the sea just 2 days before President Donald Trump meets with Chinese President Xi Jinping. The missile was fired from land and traveled about 37 miles and fell into the Sea of Japan. So far this year, North Korea has fired a half dozen ballistic missiles. In 2016, the North tested 24 missiles and did two nuclear tests. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson has said all options are on the table when it comes to North Korea. After the launch, Tillerson issued a terse statement, simply claiming the U.S. has spoken enough about the North and had no further comment. President Donald Trump has said the U.S. would go after North Korea alone if it has to. A Chinese diplomat said the meeting between Trump and Xi was of utmost importance for promoting peace, stability, and prosperity across the globe.
So, What does all that mean? Well, I think we all kind of hold our breath because it's not worth holding our breath, but I think you hold your comments till after the Chinese leader meets with the American leader, and then you kind of figure out from there what they're going to do. They're not going to let this guy continue to be as he is. There's a lot of other things going on with the Chinese and the Americans. I'm guessing Trump will actually get along with this guy fairly well. I think that's what will happen. Next on the hit parade here, the folks at Daesh. I haven't talked about them very much lately. Daesh, also known as ISIS, taunting President Trump. They've been silent for quite a while, but now they are commenting, in a manner of speaking, on Mr. Trump and his policies. I guess they haven't really mentioned, now that I think about it, Karen, any of their media, any shot. There's not any mention of Trump, but they were on Obama all the time, and many other leaders in the world as well. There were always taunts and shots and take credit for this, take credit for that.
Well, they were being considerate. They were giving him, you know, a month or two to settle in. Yeah, now they're going to start. How nice they are.
Ah, very sweet. Yeah. Let's see here. They released a statement on him yesterday calling him an idiot. Excuse me. Deriding his attacks on Muslims. Well.
His attacks on Muslims? What about their attacks on Muslims?
Yeah. They kill their own. Let's see here. They translated some of this audio. Quote, America, you've drowned and there's no savior. You become prey for the soldiers of the caliphate, that is them, Daesh. In every part of the world, you are bankrupt. Signs of your demise are evident every day to every eye. There is no more evidence than the fact that you're being run by an idiot who doesn't know what Syria or Iraq or Islam is. That's pretty harsh. But that doesn't mean there's going to be anything that comes out of it. The focus is more on Syria and what's going on there than anything else. All right, so those are the people, the folks who are working on the wall. You may or may not have seen this in the past 24 hours. The focus is on what it's going to cost. The builders that are submitting plans, that are bidding, in fact, for the job. This is 2,000 miles of work. Solar panels, booby traps, including... That's to keep people away from the wall. The president has been told by one of the companies the best way to keep the Mexicans from crossing the border is to dig holes and bury nuclear waste along the border between Mexico and the United States. Dig a few holes. Don't tell people where you're going to bury the nuclear waste. Just bury it in three or four places and let them guess as to where... Oh, my God. Department of Homeland Security is going to narrow down the proposals to 20 companies. At the moment, they have 140 different proposals from companies to build prototypes from San Diego down to Brownsville, Texas. 2,000 miles. And it could cost as much as $1 million a mile. How's that? Go with your Cheerios this morning. That's a lot of dough, man. But the idea of putting nuclear waste along the border, you got to admit, that's pretty clever. Would you cross the border if you knew there was some nuclear waste buried anywhere along the line? Would you take a chance to do that? Yes or no? What do you think, Karen?
I think I'll take an airplane. I don't think I'll walk across.
Well, but they aren't coming across the border. Yeah, they're not getting across. And they're coming across basically by swimming across most of the holes have been along the Arizona border. That's where most of them come across, and they get their way into Tucson or Phoenix, get on a bus, and away they go. So I find it very interesting, though, that these ideas are, and it may be, if this is what we decide we want collectively, and it seems to be, although, yeah, you got California that wants to become a sanctuary state, and a lot of towns and cities still have, yesterday, you may have heard me talking about the local elections here in my hometown of Framingham, Massachusetts. And what happened as we changed our government from town to city. We had a town meeting, representative of government. That way we were going to have a city and a city council. And one of the women who is running for the city council wants to make Framingham a sanctuary city. Now, you can imagine how well that goes over in my wheelhouse. A lot of people here, but there are a lot of people in this town, in this state, in this country, who think we ought to have a some sort of safe haven for immigrants. So what I want to do is define the who the immigrants are. I want to define the immigrant population. I want to define who's here legally. And, yeah, if they need some support and help, sure. Let's bolster the churches that are supporting some of these people and doing it. That is for the legals. But the illegals, no, not a chance. But I'll bet it'll become an issue. This is becoming an issue all across the country in local elections as people try to deal with what to do. But I'm going back to the nuclear option here. I'm taken back by it. But the idea would certainly keep people there. Some of the designs include using seismic sensors to tell if someone was within 100 feet of the border, and what would happen to them after that. They'd get tasered or something. And there are drones in some of the proposals that'll just go back and forth up and down the fence line. There are people who say, let's build the wall so that anybody who comes and tries to crash it with a car bomb or something can't get through. There's a whole array of this material in today's Los Angeles Times, a review of a lot of the security proposals to to build a bridge. It is. I find it very amusing. And also a very stimulating conversation, frankly. 43 past the hour here on Good Day. Question time. Are you hiring? You know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job to one place isn't enough to find the best candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the job sites, and now you can do it. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 200-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. You can quickly screen the candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by Fortune 500 companies and thousands of small and medium-sized businesses. Right now, you can post your job on ZipRecruiter free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. One more time, to post free your jobs, go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
And now, it's time for The Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
A young man in Kentucky helped his sister move and realized that might be a good living. So he and a friend posted an ad on Craigslist, and the new moving business took off. Before long, they had 5 trucks and 30 employees. But then the state stepped in, requiring a certificate of necessity to prove the business was needed, and other moving companies could object. But this young entrepreneur looked through the lens of liberty, saw the state improperly protecting favored businesses, and went to court. He won the case for himself and for free enterprise around the country. Similar laws were struck down in 4 other states because one citizen decided it was time to move the government out. What a great role model for liberty.
Go to lensofliberty.org. You won't believe what you hear.
Don't be a wantrepreneur. If you're ready to become an entrepreneur, Benetrans Financial can help. Benetrans' proven and innovative funding strategies help real entrepreneurs like you get the funding you need quickly, safely, and economically so you can finally purchase that business of your dreams. Get started today. Call 866-423-6387 or visit Benetrans.com. That's Benetrans.com. Benetrans Financial, funding for the life of your business.
Listen, this whole do-it-yourself thing is fine for some projects, but when it comes to window coverings, not so much.
Tell me about it. I did some do-it-yourself shades that are best described as uneven and twisted.
Yeah, I've seen them. That's why I'm going with Budget Blinds.
That's a style and service for every budget people, right?
Yeah, and that is for real. Budget Blinds has no surprises pricing and a no-questions-asked warranty. The best in the business.
No surprises pricing and a no-questions-asked warranty?
No-brainer, right?
So Budget Blinds comes in, measures everything, orders for you, then they install it all?
It's a beautiful thing. And now you can get up to $500 off on Signature Series window coverings.
Another no-brainer. Number, please.
855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Or go online to budgetblinds.com.
Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS and get the experts to do it for you at a price that fits your budget.
Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now.
Offer good on selected products at participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Some restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
46 after the hour, Doug Steffen, the Good Day program. Let me just spend another moment here on the border because, well, actually, there are two things still floating around in my mind. One of them has to do with all the tourists who are going to Mexico, or actually who have stopped going to Mexico. It has nothing to do with the wall. It just is not safe. U.S. State Department says that nearly half of Mexico's states are so sick in terms of violence and crime, the state of the states, there's a sickness, there's a morality, there's a violence. And so stay away from most of the tourist destinations, even some of those that used to be cool. I've actually never been in Mexico, ever. I was in Tijuana for 5 minutes going across the border from San Diego. That's it. I've never been to Mexico City. I've never been to a lot of the places along the west coast of the Cabos and some of these other places that are supposed to be heaven for American tourists. Not so much anymore. I just don't have any desire. I hear Mexico City is the dirtiest place. Can be any dirtier than Moscow, but it's supposed to be a pretty dirty place. It's so overpopulated. There are a lot of fake police wandering around asking to see your wallet and other valuables. Like it's like going to Genoa. Or some of the northern Italian cities where pickpockets are everywhere. And so there's so much crime and so many scams that you probably ought to stay away from there. But it's also going to be harder and harder to get across the border because of the wall when they put it up. U.S. border agents have pretty broad authority to comb through the belongings of anybody who comes into our country from Mexico. And actually, now that's been broadened. So the Congress is looking at this, saying the searches are going too far. They want the government to get a warrant before they search electronic devices especially. There's a bill that was introduced into the Congress this week that would require border agents to get a court permission, get a court order, before accessing anybody's device, unless it's a national emergency. Senator Ron Wyden, he's from Wisconsin, said the bill makes sure that border agents are focused on criminals and terrorists instead of wasting their time thumbing through innocent American personal photos. You know, this is something that is that is going to, I think, become more important because the TSA has abused their authority and people are tired of that. So there's this yin and yang. And so let me just go back for a second to what I said about Trump and the message from Daesh. I think there is a different, deeper piece of this, and I didn't say it because I wasn't thinking about it out loud. I think that the people in Daesh are afraid of Trump. They can call him names. You know, the old sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will never hurt me. Trump doesn't care what they think, and I don't think we should care what they think. Are we giving them more power because I say something like that? No, I actually am paying a little bit of a tribute to Trump, even though it may not have sounded it. I think that they're afraid of him. I think a lot of people are afraid of him, and I'm not sure that's all bad at this point anyway. So food for thought. 10 minutes before the hour here on the Good Day Hour. I'm Doug Steffen.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention! If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requiring a revision, call 800-598-0696. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.
Now 53 after the hour, one of the most pleasant parts of the week. It's my ability to introduce Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show, one of the histories, when the history of the world is written, and is not written by Mel Brooks, it will go down in history. When it comes to pet experts, this man will be on the top of the list, no matter what the age. Warren Eckstein has mastered the minds of men and pets. And he practices every weekend giving people help and hope with their animals on his, he's got a show in LA, he's got a show nationally. You can find it at thepetshow.com. Find it there. Also, a great line of hugs and kisses, minerals, vitamins for your cat and your dog. And so that's part of the shtick as well. Check that out, because everybody's got a dog or a cat, should have hugs and kisses. So the question comes, and we'll get an answer from Warren in a moment, as to whether or not puppies are the new bridal bouquets. And I talk about the dog that I'm, dogs and adoptions and all that stuff, part of our regular bill of fare here, so stand by.
Using the Groupon app, you can save up to $100 a week on what you do every day, like haircuts. Because even if you don't need a haircut, you're eventually going to need a haircut. Unless you're bald, in which case Groupon can save you a lot of money on skincare. The point is, using Groupon can save you up to $100 a week. Getting a massage, Check Groupon. Mani-pedi? Check Groupon. Looking for nearby yoga classes? Use the top-rated Groupon app to save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Download the app and save. Groupon.
Listen, this whole do-it-yourself thing is fine for some projects, but when it comes to window coverings, not so much.
Tell me about it. I did some do-it-yourself shades that are best described as uneven and twisted.
Yeah, I've seen them. That's why I'm going with Budget Blinds.
That's a style and service for every budget people, right?
Yeah, and that is for real. Budget Blinds has no surprises pricing and a no-questions-asked warranty. The best in the business.
No surprises pricing and a no-questions-asked warranty?
No-brainer, right?
So Budget Blinds comes in, measures everything, orders for you. Then they install it all?
It's a beautiful thing. And now you can get up to $500 off on Signature Series window coverings.
Another no-brainer. Number, please.
855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Or go online to budgetblinds.com.
Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS and get the experts to do it for you at a price that fits your budget.
Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now.
Offer good on selected products at participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Some restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
All right, 56 after the hour here on the DJB Experience. Victoria and Kara and I have Warren Eckstein with us. The this is really kind of cute. There's a trend emerging, apparently, Warren, for wedding season. Bridesmaids holding puppies instead of bouquets. Not just any kind of puppies, but rescue puppies that are up for adoption. And this is something that appears to be spreading all over the place. There are lots of different examples of it. And I wonder what you think. Is this a healthy thing? The dog, is it like Christmas and the dog's not going to have enough attention paid to it? What's good or bad about this?
You know, any time we can find a home for a puppy that needs a home, I'm all for it. However, you hit the nail on the head. It's just like Christmas. Right after Christmas, so many puppies are returned. Yeah. So it's really important that if you're going to do it at a wedding, that you know that people at the wedding are either going to adopt the pets or make a donation to whatever charity the dogs or puppies are coming from. But I think it's a great idea. Any exposure that they can receive to people, if you bring on five and one gets adopted, I'm still going to be a happy guy. I think it's a great idea.
Yeah. All right. So something to look out for. By the way, you and I have not been invited to Victoria's wedding. And if we were, we perhaps could. Although she's got a couple of little dogs running around her apartment now, so maybe she doesn't need another one.
I couldn't attend anyway. I have to go to a bark mitzvah that same day.
To bark mitzvah. Good. All right. There's a question Victoria has found about cats and their thinking. Apparently, there is some study that has figured out that cats are thinkers, and so now we have to figure out what your cat thinks. Do we really want to know what our cat thinks?
You know, I wish scientists would stop researching how animals think and just ask the people that live with the animals to get the real answers. The bottom line is cats are so smart they convince people that they can't be trained. That's how smart cats are, because we leave them alone. You know, it's interesting. I'm not a big fan of circuses. I'm not a circus person. I don't believe animals should be there. But yet people for years would go to the circus and seeing lions and tigers jumping through hoops of fire and walking on a leash and harness. And they come home and their Siamese looks at them and says, "Hey, you're not talking to me." So the bottom line is that cats are really, really that bright. On my cat book, this is my quote: "In the beginning, God created man, but seeing him so feeble, he gave him the cat." And I really, really do believe that. Now, cats think all the time. They think just like dogs think. They analyze, think. They know which people they can get away with. Cats are so incredibly smart. Let's face it. I got to go to work today. My cats and dogs can stay home.
Right. I get there's an answer to that, but I haven't got time to bark it to you.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.